Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, this little town doesn't have any signal. It's gonna pour.
Please leave your message.
Voicemail? Oh, my quote-unquote boyfriend doesn't show up to my event, and then he doesn't even answer his phone. Again. Let me try my manager. Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, everything is closing. Why didn't you message me that it was going to be rained out? Well, I appreciate that I'm getting paid either way, but I was dropped off here and now I'm trapped. If you sent a message, I didn't get it. But I need a rescue. Hello? Hello? Disconnected? Oh god, I don't have any change for a payphone. And there's no signal. It's getting dark. Hello? Oh my god, it's you! I thought you had a date tonight. You thought you'd come to my event? So sweet. I mean, you've always been my best friend. But I think it got rained out, so it's definitely not worth driving here. Honestly, I'm just looking for a ride home right now. Wait, you're where? That's over half an hour away. I don't want to take you away from your plans. Look, I adore you, but I'm in the middle of nowhere. So just, like, go on your date. Okay, I have gotten out of worse problems. I just figured that I was past getting myself into situations like this. Got 7 messages out to people. I just need to find a dry spot and wait out the storm. So hopefully someone comes through for me. Someone better come for me. I wonder who it'll be. Things sure used to seem simpler before. Look, Charlie, I know I'm not your most famous performer, but you'd think you'd be on top of situations like this. Oh my god. What are you doing here?
I thought you were Charlie.
But you had a date. Thank you for the umbrella. It's too small for both of us. And come back here. Thank you for coming to get me. You really didn't have to. My manager was going to send a car as soon as the lines were back up. And they got me a really nice hotel up here. I just thought I had the ride sorted. Well, you know how it is on a tour. A million things to take care of, but something always slips. Yeah. Like the Springfield show where they forgot the catering and you ended up picking up pizzas. Always seem to be around. So, how's it going with, what's her name? Debbie? So, this is, like, your 5th she's not quite right in 5 months. Ooh, turn up here. Yeah, it's the cute cottages up ahead. Yeah, mine is the big one at the end. It's like a hotel slash bed and breakfast kind of situation. But it's a converted farm area that's really, really pretty. Giant fireplace, lots of glass, natural light. Yeah, it's this one. Okay. It should have a key code my manager emailed to me. Aha! Ugh, it's pouring out there. Okay, the update Charlie just sent said everything has rained out and it's gonna be a huge, ugly storm. Everyone is trapped. Oh my God, look at you. You're soaked through. Here, give me those clothes and we can put them by the fireplace so they dry out. See, there's already a fire going, so all we have to do is add more wood. What will you wear? Come over here. See, they left me enough food for like four people. Lots of goodie bags with freebies from local businesses. And here we go. Robes. Big, comfy bathrobes. Here, just put this on. I'm just gonna look through the food packages. Ooh, nice wines. There you go. See, we don't even need power. We have a cozy place, roaring fire, lots of food and wine. So, about earlier, you did have plans, didn't you? I mean, you always just happened to be nearby, like ever since we were kids. I saw all the girls go crazy for you, but you never settled down. And then you were always wasting your time with me and my silly tours and my manic, crazy late-night writing. Oh, hun, don't look at the fire. Look at me. Is the reason you're always not finding the right one? Is it because you already had someone in mind? Is it because you always wanted one person? Maybe. I don't know. They never saw it. You're trying so hard not to look at me in this robe. Why? Are my breasts showing a little bit, or my legs just a little too close? Look at me. Look at me. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me this is just another coincidence. And a string of coincidences going back to our childhood. I mean, if I'm wrong, just say it. Or if I'm right, kiss me. Like you've always wanted to kiss me. Was you. God, you're so hard. Why have you been hiding this? You let me go out with Barry when you were carrying this? Uh-uh. No, no, honey. You're not off the hook yet. Listen to that storm. No, not yet, baby boy. You teased me for years. I'm going to survey this beautiful body before I let you play. Does that feel good? Does my little hand feel good on your cock? How long have you been holding this in? Pre-cum already. Do you mind if I have a taste? Yes, what? Yes, ma'am. Ooh, I like that. Okay. So big. And so fucking sweet. Oh, those bones. They're so needy. Oh, do you want to come? Not yet. Why? Oh, you want to feel my cunt? Okay. Well, how about you start slow? And I'll give you permission to try and make me come. Yeah, that's right. Kiss your way down. Dear, stop. Fuck. No, it's been so long. No. You do this so well. What? You want me to ask? Fuck. Yeah, you know me a long time, but okay, please. Please. Please make me come. Don't stop. Oh, you're so close. You're so close. Oh, your heart. Please. Yeah, please fuck me. Want me? Take me. Yeah, take me. Oh, harder. Yes. Fuck me deeper. Make me yours. Yeah. Yours. Yes. Oh, God. Please. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I'm getting so close. No, don't pull that, please.
Oh my god, I need you to come inside with me. Please. Come with me, please. Oh, it's just us in the storm. It's just us. Finally, us. No. Yeah, things with Barry aren't serious. He didn't even show up to my show. What about Debbie? Yeah, I figured after you flaked on her again. Okay, hon. You finally have me. And I have you. Now, what would you like?
Why are you carrying me? To the window? We're naked.
You want to watch the storm together?
Ah, you want round two?